Amen. Today, we are celebrating the elevation of the cross a day early. It is normally celebrated on the 14th of September, commemorating the finding of Christ's cross by St. Helen, the mother of the Emperor Constantine in the 4th century. And it's also a reminder of when it was also in later centuries found again and returned to Jerusalem. We're confronted today with the paradox of our own salvation. The instrument of Christ's death has become the means of his victory over sin and death. The cross is, in the theology of the church, the trophy invincible, the weapon of peace. This instrument of Roman torture laid upon Christ has become the all-powerful symbol and witness of sin and death's very downfall. Celebrating the elevation of the cross reminds us to consider, what does this mean to us personally? Living in this world today, over 2,000 years ago, since Christ won that victory. And sadly, for many today, as we look about our world, its meaning is lost. While the world urges us to focus on ourselves, me first, the cross is always a reminder of Christ's gift of himself to us, his self-sacrifice on our behalf, his urging then that we become more like him. For this reason, Christ speaks to us today that whoever desires to come after me, let him first deny himself, take up his own cross, and follow me. St. Paul reminds us that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, even as it is the power of God to those who are saved. To the world, self-denial, even true love itself, is alien, because the world seeks to understand love apart from God. And God is the author of love. He teaches love. Without him, we cannot truly know love. We love him because he first loved us. And this love directs us right to the very cross, the ultimate sign of God's love for us. This is the ultimate thing that we can look at to know how deep the love of God goes towards us. It's manifested in the incarnation and in Christ's saving passion and his death on the cross and his resurrection. Love is both sacrificial and holy. It becomes life-giving because it further unites us to God and with each other as we learn to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. When he's at the center of our lives, he's at the center of our love, because that's where the cross is. St. John Maximovich writes these meaningful words: "The cross was sanctified by the body of Christ, which was nailed to it. He gave himself over to torments and death for the salvation of the world. It itself was then filled with life-giving power. The demonic hosts tremble when they see the cross, for by the cross the kingdom of hell was destroyed. By the power of the sign of the cross, the holy gifts of bread and wine become the precious and holy body and blood of Christ for all of us in the Eucharist. By the sign of the cross, the waters are sanctified at baptism, and the Jordan is made present by the sign of the life-giving cross. Demons are put to flight by the making of the sign of the cross. Signing ourselves with the cross, we come to own Christ's victory for ourselves. And by this action, we proclaim Christ's victory inwardly and outwardly. And we guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus from the demons and their vices. We witness to the truth that his victory is for all of mankind, because all are loved by God and are called to holiness and new life through communion with him. Again, though, we have a paradox. In order to gain that victory, we humble ourselves. We become like Christ. In order to gain that victory, we die to ego. We die to this world in order to allow God to give us a new life. We are in Christ. We are a new creation. We're equipped to strive and to struggle with the cross before us as we live our lives. And the healing is for the healing of the sin of sickness and victory over the passions. The wearing of our cross, in whatever form, is a reminder of our calling to be holy as God is holy. Today the cross, which is raised high several times before us, becomes a saving spiritual lighthouse for all to see. You know, in an army, the flag of a nation is often held out near the front, preceding. The flag reminds everyone who is fighting for their homeland that they are not alone. It reminds them of the homeland. It reminds them of all the people that they are willing to give their lives for. How much more so do we as Christians need the cross lifted up? Lifted up before us for similar reasons. When we see the cross, we are reminded that we are in a fight and why we fight against sin. We are reminded that we are a spiritual warrior for Christ, who is at war with the devil, still a war going on, with the help of the cross to bind him and defeat evil with good. That cross is a sign of strength for us, not weakness. The cross bears witness not only to God's great love, but also his great humility. The Lord lowered himself. He humbled himself to this shameful death on the cross. I mean, how low a death can there be? When a man's heart is filled with pride, he forgets about God. He refuses to carry his own cross, and all the world begins to crumble around him. To be a follower of Christ is to follow him on the road of the cross. But the path seems to be made of suffering, but also of prayer. In this fallen world, we encounter sufferings at times in our lives in various degrees. And this year has been a prime example of that. It's especially important during these times to stay diligent in our prayers. The perfect image that we have of this is Gethsemane and the cross, where Jesus suffered and prayed. We elevate the cross because it is the symbol of the spiritual path that we must take. Take up your cross and follow me. When we elevate the cross and bow down before it in veneration and worship to God, we proclaim that we belong to the kingdom that is not of this world, and that the only true and enduring citizenship is with the saints in the city of God. Before thy cross, we bow down in worship, sovereign Lord. In thy holy resurrection, we glorify. Thus, at the elevation of the cross, we make our official rededication to the crucified Lord, and we pledge our undivided allegiance to him. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.